So big political story. Santorum's out. Romney coasts with some battle scars to the nomination, with Ron Paul holding a core of loyal supporters and Gingrich on the fringe, pledging to do all he can to defeat President Obama this fall. We should note that Rick Santorum hasn't endorsed Mitt Romney. The campaign seems set, though, aside from the selection of a Romney running mate. Joining us now is the chair of the Democratic National Committee, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Congresswoman and DNC chair, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Don. Great to be with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And at the risk of listening to a Democratic campaign commercial, I'll just ask it straight off the top. Is this your best case scenario? You've got the candidate you wanted and the president wants?
You know, we're focused on making sure that President Obama can continue to move our country forward and stand up for the middle class and working families, make sure that we have a tax policy in America that helps everybody have an opportunity to be successful and have a fair shot at the American dream. You know, President Obama was in Florida yesterday talking about the importance of the Congress taking up and passing the Buffett rule, which simply says that, you know, in our tax policy in America, millionaires and billionaires, people who make more than $1 million, shouldn't be paying a lower tax rate than people like their secretaries who work for them and make far less.
All right.
So some basic fairness is going to be the focus of our campaign.
Is there some vulnerability, though, relying on Warren Buffett to basically raise taxes on what amounts to only about 50,000 people, given the size of the deficit that Republicans are going to be all over this fall?
Well, the larger point is that Mitt Romney and the Republicans, they have been focused in terms of their approach to economic recovery on trickle-down economics, on helping people who are already doing quite well do even better, and hoping that that largesse trickles down and helps everybody else. And that's been proven over and over not to work. It's actually resulted in sluggish recoveries in the past when we've been through recessions before. President Obama's focus has been on the middle class and working families, you know, pushing through 18 different tax breaks for small business owners. And now we've had 25 straight months of job growth in the private sector from an economy that he inherited from the Bush administration that was bleeding 750,000 jobs a month. And so, you know, we're moving in the right direction, but, you know, we need to keep pushing and fighting for the middle class.
Well, especially since despite that strong case, and we've enumerated those details on this program as well, in polling, it's Mitt Romney who gets the most confidence as far as the economy is concerned from voters right now versus President Obama, who's strong in almost every other area.
Well, you know, and right now, obviously, polling is not our focus. President Obama is going to continue to focus on being president of the United States, and at the same time, we're standing up the most significant grassroots presidential campaign that American history has ever seen. But nationally, we know that President Obama is ahead in the polls over Mitt Romney because when it comes to the issues important to women, when it comes to the issues important to Hispanics, when it comes to issues important to the middle class, President Obama has been fighting for them, and they know that the attacks coming from the Republican Party and from Mitt Romney, like when Mitt Romney supported the Blunt-Rubio Amendment that says to women that their bosses get to decide, based on their own moral conviction, what kinds of access to health care we can have, that's why there's an 18-point gap for Mitt Romney, and the president is ahead with women by that much.
Although when I ask you the question of why don't Americans compared to Mitt Romney have confidence in the president on the economic issues versus Mitt Romney, and your answer is, well, the president doesn't care about those polls, he's going to focus on being president, that sounds like maybe you have some blinders on the economic vulnerability of the president.
What we're laser focused on is making sure that we can continue to move this economy forward. And you know, the results of one question on one poll is you know, less important than the focus on the results that we've been able to have so far and continuing to press forward. And the contrast that the American people will have over the next few months leading up to the general election between Mitt Romney, who's going to fight for millionaires and billionaires to make sure they can do even better, and who supports the Ryan budget, which will give an average $150,000 tax break to people making more than $1 million and actually raise taxes on many middle-class folks, that ultimately, when presented with that contrast of President Obama fighting to make sure that when it comes to deficit reduction, when it comes to continuing to move our economy forward, that working families in America, you know, have an opportunity to be successful, and that it's not just people who already are successful successful. And that contrast will be what helps send President Obama back to the White House.
Let me ask you a question close to your political home there in Florida. If Mitt Romney picks Marco Rubio to be a running mate, would that be a yippee, a response from you, since that gives you an additional possible vote in the Senate? Or are you more worried that that would be the scenario because it's likely to deliver Florida to Mitt Romney?
I don't think it'll deliver Florida to Mitt Romney by any means. Marco Rubio is a nice person, but beyond that, he's dramatically out of touch with the priorities of Floridians, never mind Americans. I mean, this is Mitt Romney, Marco Rubio, both embrace the extremism of the Tea Party. Marco Rubio opposes the DREAM Act, opposes immigration reform, has embraced tax breaks for the wealthiest, most fortunate Americans. And so I don't think that Marco Rubio, quite frankly, would do much of anything for Mitt Romney. And, you know, like I said, we're focused on running our campaign and making sure that that the American people understand the dramatic difference in the two choices they're going to have.
How many gains in the House and Senate do you expect if President Obama is successful?
Well, you know, in the Democratic Party, we're going to make sure that we continue to, again, draw the contrast between the direction that the Republican Congress has taken us. You know, this is a Congress run by Republicans, you know, who seem to have made a priority on attacking the issues important to women. You know, from the first opening of this Congress, H.R. 3 that was pushed by the Republicans defunds Planned Parenthood. It would have changed the definition of rape to be forcible rape. Through the rest of the Congress, up until a couple of weeks ago, Marco Rubio pushed an amendment to the budget to try to make sure that it's bosses that can decide what kinds of access to health care women can have, which is another reason why Marco Rubio is not going to help Mitt Romney.
All right,
very much.
You're definitely prepared on the Rubio question there. Congresswoman Wasserman Schultz, excuse me, U.S. Representative from Florida, 20th District and chair of the Democratic National Committee. And I didn't even have time to ask her if, because of Romney Care, is Obamacare off the table as a campaign issue. Next time, perhaps. Hey, Congresswoman?
Look forward to it. Thanks, John.
Thank you.